Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapid Support for this Friday, November 14th, 2025. Have your host, James, here, and thank you to Crockett Septic, giving us an opportunity to talk to some of our favorite locals, like we're going to do today. And I want to send a big shout-out to Meredith and the gang over the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau, who set this interview up. We could talk to our friend Dave Kontz, Wisconsin Rapids Sports Commission. Dave, how you been?
I'm great. Thanks for having me today.
Appreciate the time as always, Dave, and thank you again for joining us. And I was just telling Dave in our pregame here and everything, this event is one of our favorites. It's become more and more of a signature event in our community. It also sneaks up on me from time to time. I was prepping for it. I'm like, oh yeah, it's that time of year again, and it's another time. It's going to be over at Bullseye.
Yeah, well, the banquet award that we have is to honor our best sports people here in Wisconsin Rapids. And the award celebration is something that I look forward to every year. And it is something that we're trying to make Wisconsin Rapids a destination for sports and trying to honor the fine people that we have in this organization, because there are some really great sports that have been developed over the years with not only people that are presently trying to put things together, but we have a lot of history here in Wisconsin Rapids, and that's what we'd like to bring out every year.
I think perspective is really important in life, Dave. And one of the things that I try to do with this show, and I'm able to do with the co-host, the guests we have, all of that, is kind of give people an opportunity to take a step back sometimes. There is a lot of communities in Wisconsin that have been hit hard, and some of that because of the loss of a mill or something along those lines, the paper industry and that. All right, we see our area that could have a very similar effect, and not making light of anything that we have felt from that. But we have not felt it as heavy as some communities, major part because of the sports that we have in this area. Not only do we have River Kings and Rafters, but we have a new sports complex. We have different other things that we're doing and bringing to this area. Our location is very, you know, very attractive to different events and everything. Sports is one of the few things we can count on an economic level in this day and age. And all of that said, our area has celebrated sports for a very long time. It's having local minor league baseball teams in this area, the wrestling in this area. Like, it makes sense to have something like this and for us to bring attention to this area and sports-wise and it being a hub.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you mention that because, like right now at the football field, we're going to have part of the state conference playoffs, and the team 8 is going to be there with teams that aren't even related to Wisconsin Rapids, but because we have the facilities, we're going to be offering that as one of the teams. And the other thing that we might want to mention too is that we're in the process right now of developing a survey for a sports complex or sports venue here in Wisconsin Rapids. And we're looking at the possibility of potentially offering facilities that kids can play year round. So it's in the process right now. Can't say too much about it, but I know that we have folks here that are looking at our venues, looking at our placement, looking at the kinds of teams that we have, and will give us some concrete numbers once it's all over to be able to move forward and to say, hey, look, Wisconsin Rapids truly is a sports destination. And because of the loss of the mill, there's real opportunity for us to continue with this adventure in the sports area. And for me, I'm thinking, if we have the venues, we can start providing with hotel spaces and those types of things. Companies are going to see, hey, wait, there's a lot of people that are involved and a lot of great parents. Maybe we should bring some industry to go along with it. So it's
a win-win.
It's a gamble, but it could be a win-win for everybody.
Well, and even in the gamble part of it, you're bringing people from out of town to town that are going to use our restaurants, going to stay at those hotels you mentioned, a lot of those things, let alone the added impact of what you're saying there and where it could could go from that. It's also one of the few undivisive things, as silly as it might say to say, you know, because as crazy as we could be as sports fans and everything, sports is sports. Like, it's just sports, and it brings people together and brings a lot of people together sometimes that wouldn't be in the same room together. We need more of that in life and society. Strangers sitting next to strangers and having a good time. There's so many of these things that it makes me excited about this award show and being able to highlight and some of our great locals that are really at the forefront of a lot of this.
Well, I don't know if people are aware of it, but we just held the state cross country meet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were blocking off city streets, and all of these kids were coming, and there again, you know, but the parents are staying overnight, and unfortunately, right now though, we don't have the hotel base, so that's something that needs to be worked on and try to develop that concept. So if we're going to continue to bring these people, bring the teams, bring the sports to Wisconsin Rapids. And our central location is key to a lot of that.
Yeah.
Being the head coach of the Krakens, I guess maybe I just kind of threw that in there. You know, the biggest sports venues are on the lake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's Ashwaubenon, it is Racine, it's Milwaukee, all have the big venues, and we all have to travel to them.
Mm-hmm.
And if we had something here in central Wisconsin, it might be something that
to your point, I didn't even mention, I was rambling about our River Kings, our rafters, and some of those things, and I didn't even mention the world's biggest water ski show tournament that takes place here every summer. Speaking of sporting events that bring people to town here and everything, but that's how many of them we have that I forgot one. We've got a lot of different things, and it makes sense to have the, you know, awards to kind of highlight some of this. I feel that we've kind of gotten into the mission and talked about that a little bit of what the council does here and everything. Can we talk a little bit about the awards itself and the criteria for them, and then we'll get into the event, the dates of it, and how people can get tickets and attend?
Well, absolutely. I joined the Sports Commission as part of the awards committee last year, and we had a wonderful group of people, and we decided that maybe we need to expand this a little bit. So each year it was just the MVP, most valuable participant, but then when we looked at the vastness of the people in this community, we decided to, hey, maybe we need some more recognitions. So we, from the MVP, we also went on to having the Rookie of the Year, which is honoring that outstanding leadership in the sports industry to show exception and talent dedicated within their first 2 years of participating. The other one that we did too was the Longtime Achievement Award. There are so many people in the background in this city that, you know, we have been forgotten, and names that, you know, the soccer industry is very big in town, and it has its roots back into the Milwaukee area and the German possibility of that piece, where people from Milwaukee came to Wisconsin Rapids and say, hey, let's do soccer.
Yeah.
So the Lifetime Achievement Award is to try to honor individuals that have been around for 20 years and have had a significant contribution to our sports industry here in the Wisconsin Rapids area. Everybody's familiar probably what an MVP is, honoring coaches, leaders, managers, and support volunteers that have been within the area for about 3 years and have demonstrated excellent leadership, dedication, and contribution to the sports industry.
You know, you mentioned the thank you for that, Dave. Perfectly done. When it comes to the people, the kind of forgotten people, or the people behind the scenes sometimes, I think often of referees, of umpires, a lot of that, especially when it comes to local sports, because they don't go on without them. And more times than not, the only time we mention these individuals is when we're yelling or something like that. I think that all these categories and the people that are nominated, the people that win, are very similar to this, where every one of them, no matter how much we might talk about them, probably do a lot more than we even realize. You know, we may have coach of the Krakens or a coach of this, but then you find out, oh, well, Dave's also on the commission. Dave does this. I mean, you're a perfect example of this. There's plenty of others out there very similar to where most of us wear many hats, you know, and it's nice to be able to note that and note these individuals. Now it's time to certainly get the nominees, right? We're collecting nominees now. So how can people recommend people?
Well, there is a website that the Sports Commission has, and that's part of our Visitors Bureau. So you're going to be looking to go to the visitorswisrapids.com, mm-hmm. and then you want to tab under the RSSC-awards, mm-hmm. and that'll take you directly to the page. And then on that page, then you'll see the categories of the individuals that you'll be wanting to look for. Mm-hmm. So each category has for these three. And then there's a nomination form that you should fill out. Now, we've got a lot of nomination forms right now, but the one thing that people are not providing us with is a picture.
Oh.
It's great for you to tell us about this person, but mm-hmm. we would kind of like to have a picture, because when sure. we start to putting our nominations together mm-hmm. and the information, I mean, we don't know who Bill looks like.
You're
we
right,
don't know
right,
who Bob yeah. looks like, you know. So as we're talking about it, you know, I nominated last year Bob Galletta for the Lifetime Achievement Award, mm-hmm. and he won. And we had all kinds of sports stuff available for him and his pictures. And, you know, it was great to have him honored at that banquet. So
it really adds to this to be able to have those photos.
So. It does. Yeah, so you got to complete the form. And that's one of the criteria that we have, is that if you don't complete the form, you know, we'll try to chase you down the best we can. But, you know, do yourself a favor and really do your research on the person that you're submitting, and then give us a simple photo, and yeah. you know, and then we can complete the process.
And I almost guarantee, as Dave was doing a great job giving us the descriptions and the awards themselves and everything, we're all thinking of people and thinking of individuals. You know, I wouldn't imagine that you have to write a novel. You know, certainly just a couple of lines, a paragraph or two will certainly probably cover it. And yes, please include those pictures, everybody. Now, the event itself, Dave, let's talk about that, when it's going on and how people can get tickets for it.
Well, the event is going to be held Wednesday, January 14th, and it's going to be held at the Bullseye Golf Course. Let me look up here. We've got the address to that. We want to make sure that we have all the
addresses. 2800 Ridgewood Trail in
there
Wisconsin
you go.
Rapids. I got your back, Dave.
I only say that because I'm new to the area.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
And some people say, well, it's going to be at the Bullseye. Well, that's, where is it?
You know? I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, yeah. It happened to be in my family, too.
We Google Maps here, yeah. is pretty good. I can just say, hey, get me to the Bullseye.
Sure.
and then I find my way. So,
beautiful spot.
The events are going to start at around 5 o'clock with open bar, and the hors d'oeuvres will be served. We're looking to get $15 if you register at advance, and you can get that registration by emailing the visitors board here at Wisconsin Rapids.
Yes.
And then there'll be links that you can actually pay up ahead of time, or $25 at the door. The years that I've been going, most of the time, everybody's just happy to pay at the door, and
yeah.
we don't really have a lot of, because every once in a while, you don't know if you're going to get a babysitter, or if things happen, you don't want to put that money out there ahead
Certainly.
Of time. So, you know, and it's a great, great activity, and I've been there a couple times now, and it's really great for seeing everybody, catching up with a lot of people from the community that you haven't seen before. And we're going to serve like a heavy hors d'oeuvres type thing. So it's, you know, it's a buffet line.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
you know, help yourself to what we got.
And I love events like that, by the way.
Yeah.
Dinners are nice, but I like an event where I could, I'm a scavenger. I like that.
I've gone back a couple of times in the line.
Yeah. Just a couple of quick things, Dave, before we let you go here. One, I did want to send a shout out to Bullseye. We appreciate them. They host so many of these events. They do such an amazing job. Their team, their staff over there, such a beautiful location. You can have a glass of water out there and have a good time. Bullseye is a great spot. And when it comes to people submitting nominees, you mentioned the photo and, you know, how long of a thing you need there. I'm curious, Dave, can you nominate somebody who's already been nominated or won before?
You can. You can, because if they haven't been picked for the particular mm-hmm. Award, you can certainly nominate them again.
Mm-hmm. And, I don't want to keep you too long, Dave, so I'll just do this more off air and everything. We just need to get that category for best, sports and commentator in the area. We need to get that category. Best radio sports commentator, more specifically. I still wouldn't win. It'd be Randy or Michael that would win them, but I do appreciate you, Dave.
Well, you could certainly come and be our MC for the evening. Mm-hmm. And if you can't make it right there at the 5 o'clock, we probably won't be doing these awards types things until around 7. Mm-hmm. So you can still, even if you got something else you got to do and you want to show up a little bit later,
yeah,
we'll still have that. Now, last year, what we did is we let the winners know ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't think that we got the turnout like we did. So right now, we're going to keep everything under the hat.
Okay.
We are going to go out, and once we've made our choices and of the nominees, we'll let everybody know that they've been nominated, and we're hoping that they're going to come and bring their posse along.
Yeah, yeah.
And be part of this celebration.
I think that's a great way to do it.
Everybody will get a chance to spend a little time and tell us about themselves and tell us about the sports and how you've grown in Wisconsin Rapids and how Wisconsin Rapids has grown around you. And then we'll make our awards at that point.
Say there's three nominees for MVP. In years past, you certainly get to put the spotlight on that one individual and their actions and what they do. Here you get a chance to mention all of these. And this way, regardless of who wins, we're getting more attention and more notoriety to these more individuals. It's a really cool idea. I like that. And as you said, bigger turnout and everything certainly helps everybody keep doing the great work that they're doing over there at the Rapid Sports Commission. Dave, appreciate the time so much. If people have follow-up questions, want to know more about any of this, for one, we will put a link in our – Laura does a great job of this. We'll have a link in the email, the podcast here, about where you can go to vote on, and get your nominations in. Is that the same place to go if you have questions or want to reach out to you guys at all?
You bet. Again, just a reminder that entries are due on December 5th of this year. Mm-hmm. And January 14th will be the banquet. Maybe I didn't say the year, because it will be 2026 is the date for that.
We're going to wrap with it. So we're okay there. But yeah, I wouldn't have thought of it either. That's a great note. 2026 already. And again, as Dave mentioned, those nominations, you want to get them in by Friday, December 5th, everybody. You can go to visitwiskrapids.com to find that list, to find where you enter your nominations. We will have a link in the podcast here for you. And cannot wait for this event, Dave. This is going to be a good one. And thank you so much for joining us again.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.